This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Arizona Congressman J.D. Hayworth, who is now a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in the Grand Canyon State against longtime incumbent Republican John McCain. McCain, of course, was the Republican presidential nominee just 2 years ago. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us again.
It is so great to be back with you, Craig. Thanks very much.
Well, we know that Democrats are kind of nervous about the way this midterm election is turning out. We've seen that in recent elections in Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts. And now there's some signs that incumbents of both parties could be in some real trouble. And now that you've joined this race, John McCain is one that a lot of people are watching closely. As I mentioned, he was the party's standard bearer 2 years ago. Now you're saying it's time for him to go. What made you decide to get in the race?
Well, Greg, as you know, I went back to broadcasting, and doing talk radio is like having a town hall of the airwaves 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. When I first went back, people said, would you consider running again for public office? I said, well, that's nice. That's very flattering. Then John hatched that ill-fated amnesty plan that sadly would have cost all of us, according to the Heritage Foundation, for retirement benefits alone, for illegals who became citizens, that would cost us $2.6 trillion and a myriad of other decisions where it's just become obvious that John campaigns as a conservative and legislates like a liberal. So, again, about Thanksgiving, Rasmussen did a poll, had John and I in a statistical dead heat, and then the request really started coming in. And so after careful consideration with my family and unfortunately, some brass-knuckle attempts at intimidation by McCain's campaign attorneys, I just made the decision that, well, the intimidation's not going to work. Conservatives in Arizona are asking me to run because they want a consistent conservative. And in that spirit, our family made that decision. And likewise, let me just couple that, Craig, with an acknowledgement of John McCain's service and sacrifice to our country. We all recognize that. We all appreciate that. But after 28 years in Washington, it's time for him to come home. And there's something else, Craig, something my family discussed at length. And my wife, Mary, and I have made the decision that should the voters of Arizona honor me with the seat in the United States Senate, we pledge to serve just two terms, two consecutive six-year terms for a total of 12 years. Then it will be my time to step aside and allow another citizen to serve Arizona in the United States Senate.
The idea of term limits is one that we heard about in 1994, haven't heard a lot about it since, and that's certainly an issue that will be very interesting in this campaign. You mentioned, sir, that you were very dissatisfied with Senator McCain's position on immigration. What other issues do you think will be front and center in this primary campaign?
Well, in this troubled economy here in Arizona, I think a lot of Arizonans, I think a lot of Americans were dismayed at Senator McCain's approach during the fall of 2008 when John McCain called the big bailout of the banks an obscenity, said he was against it, and yet ended up voting for it. And what's especially egregious to Arizonans, not only the $700 billion to the banks, but the fact that accompanying that measure was $150 billion in earmark spending, the very type of spending John McCain claims he opposes. So that's another $850 billion. And then, of course, John suggested that we use taxpayer money, $300 billion of that, to buy up all the bad mortgages in the country. And when asked where he got the idea, he said he got the idea from Hillary Clinton. Well, with all due respect, in the midst of these troubled economic times, if you're listening to Hillary Clinton, you're not listening to Arizona. And that's why, again, I believe the voters will say, thank you, John, for your service, but it's time to return home. We need J.D. Hayworth, a consistent conservative, in the United States Senate.
One of the things I know, Congressman, that many people are concerned about is the amount of federal spending going on, record deficits, record debt. One of the early criticisms of you from Senator McCain is that when Republicans were in the majority and spending got out of hand to some extent there as well, that you were a major part of that. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny what John is doing, and I think our parents always taught us that a half-truth is an outright falsehood. And John has been running radio ads highlighting one appropriation, a line item in a huge bill about snake eradication in Guam. And he's had a commercial attacking me on that, but there's just one thing he fails to inform the radio audience. Guess who else voted for that appropriation? Why, it was John McCain. And listeners can find out more at our campaign website, jd4senate.com, jdforsenate.com. There's a place for people to contribute, because although this race is in Arizona, it has national implications for the future of the conservative movement. And it's obvious that John will have basically the entire Washington establishment behind him. But I believe I'll have the conservative grassroots, not only in Arizona, but across America, pulling for me, because I am the true conservative in this race.
Congressman, if you talk to some of the more establishment types in the party, they are concerned a little bit, not only about the fight within the party that could produce a slightly damaged nominee. They wonder if you can win, given the fact that Democrats were able to beat you in 2006. Are you worried about that at all? What do you say to those who are worried that if you win the primary, the general could be tough to win?
Well, let's see. If we predicate, let's do the math. Okay, I finished second in 2006 in a congressional race. John McCain finished second, 2008, in the presidential race. And, in fact, voters out here have said, gee, John McCain didn't attack Barack Obama the way he's attacking an Arizona conservative. So, you know, all I have to say is this. I believe the American people, once fully informed and fully aroused to action, and we're seeing this now based on the frustration and Americans rediscovering their constitutional roots, 2010 is a year for conservatives who have been out of Washington to come back. And I think being home for 4 years was really a blessing in disguise. I reconnected with voters. I know what I did right. I know what I did that I would improve on. And I believe that whatever went on in the past has no reflection on our ability to win this race. 2010 will be a conservative year, and Arizonans will put a consistent conservative in the United States Senate, and I happen to be that conservative.
Congressman, what have you heard most of all from people who are dissatisfied with the way things are going right now? Obviously, 2006, 2008, voters tended to trend Democratic. The numbers and the early elections in this cycle suggest a very different attitude among voters. What have they seen specifically in this last year, or maybe even the last 3 years, that make them reconsider the way they voted in the past?
Well, they take a look at the radical Obama administration, and sadly, John McCain, though it may not have been his intent on national security issues and border security issues, he, in fact, is an enabler of the Obama administration. His first post-presidential press conference, he said, and I quote, "I look forward to working with the president-elect and the secretary-designate of Homeland Security to work for comprehensive immigration reform." We all know comprehensive immigration reform is a code word for amnesty. That's problem number one. But when John McCain advocated closing Gitmo and bringing enemy combatants to the continental United States, in the fullness of time, it enabled the Obama administration, led by the president himself and Attorney General Eric Holder, whom John McCain voted to confirm. Those two gentlemen said, oh, sure, let's go one better. Let's have trials in American courtrooms and give enemy combatants the rights, the legal rights of United States citizens. And then when it comes to enhanced interrogation techniques, John McCain added what he called an anti-torture provision to a 2005 appropriations bill. And when that happened, we stopped the enhanced interrogation techniques. Interrogation techniques, we understand that in the fullness of time, according to published accounts, prevented four, count them, at least four 9/11 style attacks. And now that's allowed the Obama administration to go even further. In fact, in the words of one legal scholar, he fully expects Obama to order our troops on the battlefield when they apprehend enemy combatants to read those enemy combatants Miranda rights. Now, again, that may not have been John McCain's intent, but it is the result of what has happened. And that is one of the reasons why awakened Americans who have been frustrated are going to say it is time for a change in the United States Senate in Arizona, and they're going to say it's time for J.D. Hayworth, a consistent conservative. And again, listeners can find out more at the website, jd4senate.com.
jd4senate.com. It's a primary we're going to be following very closely all the way up to the primary on August 24th and beyond into the general election. Congressman, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Craig, look forward to visiting with you again real soon.
Absolutely. We look forward to it as well. Former Arizona Congressman J.D. Hayworth, now running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Arizona. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.